Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. It's going to be a cloudy one. We'll have a high only around 39 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 35, 34 in Burlington, Milwaukee 36, and it is 36 degrees in Racine. That all means it's not going to get much warmer the rest of the day. Racine police responding early this morning to a handful of shots fired calls with at least two gunshot victims located and at least one related arrest made. It all began just after 1 o'clock with a 911 call about multiple gunshots heard near 10th Street and Washington Avenue. A few minutes later, an officer told dispatch he was heading to Ascension All Saints Emergency for a gunshot victim from around 11th Street and Irving Place. The arrest was made, reference this, about 30 minutes later. Just before 2 a.m., police were sent to near 17th Street and Grand Avenue for, again, multiple gunshots heard, possibly related to this same call. The report a few minutes later of a man with a gunshot wound to the leg seeking help at a residence at 20th and House Streets. Shell casings were then reportedly found near 16th and Clark. At around 2:15 this morning, on the opposite side of town, police were sent to the vicinity of the 4200 block of Erie Street and reports there of 9 to 10 gunshots being heard. Standing on a bench to be seen, Racine County Clerk Wendy Christensen, who's not all that tall, outlined the rules and the procedures before she unlocked the doors for the first floor conference room at the courthouse, and the recount of the ballots from the presidential election was set in motion as of yesterday. And within a few minutes, more than a dozen observers had signed on board to go into the conference room to watch as the ballots were unpacked and the recount process got underway. Josh Sismek from Dover, observing, representing the GOP for the state, didn't believe any irregularities would be found, but said there was always concern that supporters for Hillary Clinton and Green Party candidate Jill Stein might try to delay that procedure.
Our only concern is the Stein and Clinton campaigns. They could act to drag things out longer than they need to be dragged out. And we wouldn't like to see that happen. It's their right to do that if they desire to exercise that, but we're hoping that the canvas board will exert a little authority to keep things moving along as it should be.
Nearly 97,000 ballots cast in Racine County for the presidential election. That recount has to be completed by 8 p.m. December the 12th. Wendy Christensen calling it a monumental undertaking, predicting some very long hours over the next couple of weeks. On Capitol Hill, House Speaker Paul Ryan again talking about Medicare, saying it again is on the path to bankruptcy and it has to be reformed soon.
So we are going to have to do things to preserve and shore up this program. The reforms that we've been talking about here in the House Republicans for many years are reforms that do not affect the benefits for anyone in or near retirement.
Democrats, however, are accusing the Republicans of plotting to privatize the popular program. Ryan also arguing that Obamacare is again hurting Medicare. The Republicans hope to repeal the health care reform law after Donald Trump is sworn in next month as president. A couple in Racine accused of child abuse entered not guilty pleas in circuit court on Thursday. 25-year-old Crystal Hall, 31-year-old Jess Wongsness, charged with the physical abuse of a child and child neglect resulting in great bodily harm. Hall allegedly took their 33-day-old baby to All Saints Hospital October 31st and was advised that child needed to go to Children's Hospital in Milwaukee. Doctors there said the infant had suffered fractures and other injuries that appeared to have been caused by abuse. In court, Wongsness waived a preliminary hearing. Hall was bound over after testimony. Both scheduled a return to court in January. The Kenosha County farmer charged with mistreating animals causing death after dozens of dead calves were found on his two farms gets 18 months of probation from Judge Bruce Schrader. 32-year-old Jeffrey Schmeckel was scheduled to go on trial Monday on three felony counts of mistreating animals plus some misdemeanor counts. Instead, he took a plea agreement. Schmeckel charged after 80 dead calves and several other live animals were found in deplorable conditions on his farms in Brighton and in Paris. Well, we told you recently to be concerned about the so-called porch pirates, those people who walk up to your porch and steal the packages left in plain sight by delivery companies. Amazon, though, is offering an alternative.
The company has introduced Amazon Locker, which allows you to pick up your package at a secure location rather than having it delivered to your front doorstep. Once your package is delivered to the locker, you'll receive a code that you must enter into the locker to get your package out. Amazon Locker locations can be found when selecting a shipping address during the checkout process or when adding a new address into your account. I'm Bill Michaels.
Speaking of Amazon, over the past few years, it's become a major reliable employer in the Kenosha area. And the employees, more than 2,000 full-timers, are especially busy now with the holiday shopping season in full swing. On the heels of Cyber Monday, the Kenosha Fulfillment Center's general manager, Mike Stone, says not only are the hourly wages competitive, but the fringe benefits continue to attract a lot of good workers.
We look at that on an annual basis. We're very, very competitive in our wages, whichever market that we're in. But again, I think the benefits are something that really put us over the top.
Those benefits include health insurance and tuition reimbursement of up to $3,000 for an associate degree or an educational certificate of some sort. Gateway Technical College recently teaming up with Amazon for the creation of a classroom at the worksite, though course offerings have yet to be announced. New report out says the obesity rate in Wisconsin, 39.4%, which compares to the national average of 34.9%.
I think it's really important for us to realize that this needs to be addressed at multiple levels. This is not something that can be addressed at just an individual choice level, because a lot of people that we're talking about, the healthy choice is not the easy choice.
That is Dr. Alex Adams of the UW School of Medicine and Public Health, who says obesity rates are higher in people who are older, poor, less educated, minorities, or those living in a community with high economic hardship. It appears the Racine Unified School District administration is getting ready to share a new and improved plan for school start and end times. The Board of Education has a work session scheduled Monday night, and the district's chief communications officer, Stacy Tapp, is confirming that proposal will be shared with the board and then with the public. It was last year that RUSD did an online survey of the community about start and stop times for the schools. Based on the results, the decision was made to wait a year while revising the original plan based on the feedback that came from families, students, and staff. If the Racine County Board votes to put the proposed sale of the Ridgewood Care Center to referendum, then County Executive Jonathan Delagrave indicates plans are going to have to be developed to keep the county nursing home operating. The referendum proposed by Supervisor Bob Miller, it'll be discussed at the Executive Committee meeting on December 14th. Delagrave says that the sale of the county nursing home has been thoroughly studied at this point. And the referendum, if it passes,
task force,
no plan B.
The staff at the county has given the, I think, a clear, transparent data and facts to the county board. And the county board ultimately is going to have to make a decision in the next few weeks.
Delagrave did not attend this week's county board meeting with the referendum proposal was sent off to committee. He was instead at that point over at Ridgewood with a prospective buyer, Villa Healthcare. They were talking to the family of the residents and to the staff members there. A public involvement meeting has been scheduled December the 7th in Burlington at City Council chambers on a project being planned to eventually replace the East Jefferson Street Bridge. Right now, designs are still being put together, and the input from the meeting next Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. could factor into the final product, the bridge targeted for replacement in the 2018 fiscal year. S.C. Johnson has purchased a resort near Lac du Flambeau, next to some property it already owns and uses as a vacation spot for some of its employees. According to state records, S.C. Johnson purchased Wegner's Lazy Days Resort for $1.45 million. This is next to the company's Lighthouse Resort, which has 22 cabins and a lodge, which is available to the employees. The Biz Times says the company declined to comment on what is planned for the Lazy Days property. In the meantime, S.C. Johnson purchased the Lighthouse Resort back in 1951. Radio station WRJN, which stands for Racine Journal News, began broadcasting in early December of 1926. And 90 years later, some of those voices from the past are once again gracing the airways on which they were staples over the many decades. Bill Gumm was not only an announcer for WRJN from back in the days of our studios above the American Bank Building downtown, now the Racine Art Museum, later the station manager. This was manager Bill Gumm on his final day with WRJN before retirement in 1986.
We have to specialize like radio stations are doing today. They're specializing in something, whether it's news or sports or talk or rock music or country western music. They are specializing in something for a specific audience. And our demographics basically are attuned to the adult audience.
Today on our local newscast and continuing over the next week, you'll be hearing more of those voices from the history of WRJN as we recognize 90 years of radio broadcasting in Racine. WRJN newscasts are available in podcast form on our webpage. Just go to WRJN.com and look in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.